Shalom and praise the name of the Lord. We are right there in the scripture in the book of Revelation, and we want to continue understanding the battle. We want to understand the battle. In chapter 12, we looked at the mastermind of the battle and the names given to him. It's called the devil. It's called the dragon. It's called Satan. It's called the ancient enemy. Is the deceiver. And we discovered that his battle is mainly against the woman, Israel. And why Israel is the woman? Why is he against the woman? Is because the woman is the one who birthed our Messiah. So the Satan and all his agent is not against Israel for the sake of Israel. He's against Israel just because of Jesus Christ. Just because they birthed Jesus Christ. Just because Jesus came through the tribe of Israel. He came through the tribe of Judah. Bible says that he's the lion from the tribe of Judah. And because of that, the enemy still remember the words that God spoke to him. And he knew God is faithful. He knew the word of God, that in Genesis chapter number 3, where God told the devil, one day I'll crush your head, but you're going to bruise his heel. And so he has been following to bruise the heel of the children of God, whom he thought would be the person. And he did that. He tried that, doing that by the killing of Jesus on the cross. But the resurrection of Jesus undid, or it was the undoing of the devil. That's why we must preach the resurrection. Because the devil thought that by the killing of Jesus, that was finished. But when he discovered that Jesus resurrected, now he has been out to try and fight Israel. Because you see, the Bible says that the son that was given birth by Israel was taken up to the right hand of glory. He could not fight him again. He was far beyond. Number two is that he was shut down from heaven. So he's pursuing Israel. And not only Israel, all those who have been grafted into Israel. And that's the church of Jesus Christ. That is where the battle is. But today, we want to get to chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. And we only want to do verses 1 to 10. Still understanding the battle. It's good to understand the battle. The battle is already won, we know that. But this chapter, we want to focus in understanding the operation of the kingdom of darkness. Satan has got what we call the evil trinity. The evil trinity. If we don't get this, we'll lose it. And the evil trinity is at work today. The spirit of the evil trinity is at work today. But during the tribulation, that's the time they will fully be operational. It will be fully operational. Today, remember, the devil has not been shut to get to heaven. He is still there. The battle we looked at in chapter 12 of Revelation is still yet to come. So the devil still have got chances to go to heaven, and he accuses us day and night. He bothers heaven. He troubles heaven so much. He has filled heaven with a lot of lies and with a lot of bothering. And he will be shut down. But here we want to understand the evil trinity. And the evil trinity is that the devil himself represents God the Father. That the dragon represents God the Father. Now, the first beast that we are learning from chapter 13 will represent God the Son, because he is the one who works on behalf of the Father. He is the one who works for demons or for the dragon. And you discover that the dragon is going to give him authority to work on his behalf. But still, we have a second beast, the second beast, who now represent the false prophet. Now, this second beast will actually, now the first beast, the Antichrist, will come from the nations. The second beast, because you come from the waters. In Revelation 17 and verse 15, talk about that the sea and the waters represent the nations. But the other one will come from the Lord, which represents Israel. So the first prophet will come from Israel. And these are the three. The first prophet represent the Holy, you know, is to counter the Holy Spirit. The first beast, or you know, is going to represent, you know, Jesus Christ, or to counter Jesus Christ. And it is good to understand that this is how this battle is, and we appreciate that all this is coming so that they can be able to fight this battle. And if the church does not understand how this battle goes, we lose it. So the Antichrist, who is the first beast, is the one that we want to understand in this one, this beast. I think there's a small error in my write-up where I am putting the word breast instead of the word beast. I think that's a typo error. It's a typo error. So from the book of Daniel, chapter number 7, we can see how Daniel will talk about this beast. And he talked about he's controlling 10 nations. And he's speaking a blasphemy against the kingdom of God. It is be important to realize this, that over 90% of the words spoken in the book of Revelation is having some connection with what was spoken in the book of the Old Testament. That is to tell you, God started speaking of the end long time, even before the coming of Jesus Christ. It's unfortunate that the people who are there to witness the end do not really study about the end. Well, here's those people who lived more than 2,000 years ago, even sometimes 4,000 years ago, they were looking forward for this end. They understood, they sought to understand how the end will look like. But the people that whom the end has come, we don't bother. I think that's a big challenge for us. If those people who are far away wanted to know how the end will look like, if people like Daniel, if people, you know, like all those men of God who are Ezekiel, all the prophets, they were actually prophesying, Isaiah, they were prophesying of the time that Messiah would come. How come that today we don't want to listen or to hear what God is saying? That's a challenge. So this dragon, just a few things about this dragon. I said this dragon is the first beast. This one represents the one that we call the Antichrist. This is the main Antichrist because there are two beasts. And this Antichrist, he represents or he counters the work of Jesus here on earth. This is what the Bible says in Revelation 13. And he stood on the side of the seashore. That's the devil. And I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, coming out of the masses, coming out of the nations of the world. He's having 10 horns. These 10 horns, we discover they are the 10 nations. And 7 heads represent that he has much authority. And on his horns were 10 diadems. That's the crowns. And on each head were blasphemous names. I want to see that the work of the beast or the Antichrist is just to blaspheme God. It's just to speak against God. And that's the purpose. If they blaspheme God, they can be able to win people who believe in God. If you want to take and capture the children, you have to blaspheme their father. What would make children not to follow their father? It's only one thing. When somebody raises up and speak evil against your father and say, you know, your father is a mad father, he has done this, and you are speaking all manner of evil. When that happens, definitely, the purpose is to win the children's heart from the father. That's why he's blaspheming. Look at verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power and his throne and great authority. I want you to see that this beast will be a man. We'll discover it's a man. It will be a man. It will be a kingdom. It will either be a man or a system of men. But they are given what? The authority of the dragon. In other words, they use the power of Satan. The Satan gave the dragon, give him his power. This is the battlefield. This is a battle. The battle we are now fighting is the, you know, the one who represent. Remember this. Dragon is a spirit. And for this spirit to be able to fight on earth, they need to incarnate someone. Just like God became a man so that he could be together with men and convince and convict men to come to God through Jesus Emmanuel. The devil still is going to incarnate into the world through a man. That's why a beast is a man, but is given the power here on earth, to operate here on earth. Because the dragon, though he is on earth without a body, he's not allowed to operate here on earth without the body. So he has to look for a body and stay inside. And he's going to look for those two bodies, the first beast and the second beast. But he is given the power by the dragon. Not only that, he will be given the throne here on earth. Satanic throne will be here on earth through this Antichrist. Not only that, the authority, the power, authority, and throne, three things, will be for certain. He knew that his time is short. That's why he's doing this. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been slain. Mm-hmm. And his wound, fatal wound, was healed. And the whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast. Mm-hmm. And they worshipped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like the beast and who is able to wage war with him? And there was given to him a mouth to the mouth speaking arrogant words and blasphemies, and authorities to act for 42 months was given to him. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and that is those who dwell in heaven. And it was given to him to make war with the saints, number one, and to overcome them, an authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given to him. And all who dwell in the earth, on the earth, will worship him. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills, with a sword, with a sword, he must be killed. Here is the perseverance of faith of the saints. So, in short, what we are talking about here is that the Satan will give all the authority and all the power to the Antichrist, to the dragon, and he will be able to fight, and he will use arrogant words. He's going to use those blasphemies, and he's going to try and win favor from of the children. And once, so that he can, that's how he fights the battle, trying to win by looking and speaking evil of their father. But at the same time, he's going to lead a wage war. That's the other one. It's not only try and win them by the words he speak against their father, but now to wage war to the saints, and he overcome them. And he'll fight against every tribe, every people, every tongue, every nation. Every people group. The devil is not a respecter of people. He's not a respecter of every tribe. The reason why we should put our hearts together and fight the devil is because he is not a respecter of people. And he is going to try and not try to fight so that people may worship him. He's looking for worship. All what he does is that he wants people to worship him. People will be asking, who is like the devil? Who is like the dragon? Because of the many, many miracles. And this is one thing I want us to finish up with. The fact that somebody does miracle does not mean he comes from God. God allows even the devil to work miracles so that those who want to be cheated, they can be cheated. So let's hold on. The battle is already won. There's nothing that can instigate us and move us from God. Father, we thank you. Help us to stick in you and not to allow the devil to get us out of the Father because of the blasphemy he speaks against our daddy. Lord, we love you. We know that you are good. You've done us well. In Jesus' name.